Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Come on this podcast is interesting things. Potato.
Oh, he died wearing braces.
They're heavy flow at times. Gabe.
Huh?
The counted
balls with hand grenades.
Jesus, but for people from Norway.
Hello and welcome to the 96th episode of the Nasty Cast, which is a special bonus BS podcast, election special, of course brought to you by thefantasyamateurs.com. Little to no fantasy talk today. It's pretty much just BS and pissing people off. But anyway, I'm Nathan Dokken. You can find me on Twitter at Nathan Dokken. And I'm joined today by a man who's extremely liberal left-wing, occasionally meets with his ultra-conservative right wing to create deliciously seasoned buffalo wings, which bring America together. Jesse Jordan.
That's what I'm here for. I'm the middle of the road guy. I'm so neutral that I make gray look dark. I don't know. I was really looking for something to nail there, but yeah, it wasn't there.
Nope.
I'm definitely the opposite of black and white.
Well, you are bringing America together with delicious wings.
I do like some good buffalo wings. So that actually made me salivate. That intro did. So, and if this sounds so choppy, it's because I have spit and saliva draining from my microphone right now.
Sure, we'll blame it on that. That works.
Yeah. So. At least it'll still sound better than, you know, somebody, sitting in a wind tunnel.
Into the or somebody, like, actually eating wings live on the podcast, which has happened.
That too.
But anyway, what's your favorite flavor of buffalo wings? Email us, thefantasyamateurs@gmail.com. You can also tweet at us, @fantasyamateurs. Be sure to go to fantasyamateurs.com to buy yourself a t-shirt, a NastyCast t-shirt if you so desire. And if you like the show, please give us a rate and review on iTunes. Although, if you have political leanings one way or the other, and you listen to this and you're offended, do not rate and review the show based upon this episode.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's just put out a disclaimer right now. Like, if you're too serious about politics to joke around with it, then just shut off the podcast right now, because this is nothing but jokes. It's none of our actual political leanings will go into this show at all. It's just jokes.
Exactly.
Whereas on the other hand, with Joe, who is not joining us today, if you couldn't tell, be sure to tweet him at Joe Sachi, Joesadchy, because he. Well, part two of this was pre-recorded, our Donald Trump top five things that he would build a wall around. That's from a previous episode in which Joe participated. Refused to participate in this one, which is our top five deleted Hillary Clinton emails.
Yes, and he...
So be sure to tweet him.
His standing...
all kinds of...
Yes, pro-Trump banter, whether you believe it or not. But just tweet pro-Trump stuff. @RotoJoTo or @JoeSachi or at both of them at the same time.
Yes. He should be RotoJoTo by now, but he's not.
You'll really fire him up.
Yeah, he might block you, which really is for the best, so then you don't ever have to talk with him again on social media or any platform for that matter.
Yeah.
But it'd be great if everybody would just go out and like blow up his Twitter and piss him off. He'll actually check his mentions once every week or two.
Yeah, so I mean... But yeah, so it'll be a week later by the time he even reads.
Well, after the election is done. done.
just like when he listens to this podcast, it'll probably be next year. So
right,
it probably won't be that bad.
Yeah, he's so.
Maybe we should.
He's not always on.
Maybe we should re-release the top five things on Joe's tombstone in his absence as well.
Oh yeah, he might. Yeah, he might go to a total blackout with all this political stuff.
Yeah.
So that was a good one, though.
That was a
fun
one.
I think we got some intro clips from that one. That was back when he had braces.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. That was a good one. Yeah, we should bring that back.
And we made a lot of braces jokes. So.
Yeah, another good one is just real quick. That one where we were giving you child rearing advice.
Yep. That was a good one. Too.
I really enjoyed that one as well. We'll have
wrap
to
your
do that.
Baby in warm tortillas at night.
Exactly. Yes. Give him a midnight snack in case he gets hungry, and we'll keep him warm.
There you go.
We should look at that. So we might be doing another off-season BS re-release or two. However, coming up for certain is going to be a off-season Dynasty League podcast. Potentially two of them. We've gathered a motley crew of 15 experts and listeners of the show. That filled up real quick. Kudos to everyone who emailed us right away to get into that. So we look forward to starting that up within the next week or two. And then once we have some results, we'll talk about it. We'll get some super special guests on for that as well.
Super special secret guests.
Secret guests, yes. It is a secret. Just like the secret sauce that I dip my buffalo wings in.
Amen.
The thunder explosion sauce.
Amen. Thunder explosion sauce.
Close.
I'd pay money for this.
Thunder.
I'd pay money for the thunder explosion sauce.
It's well, you know what? If somebody starts a GoFundMe for me to release the secret recipe, we'll see if it gets up to say $50,000, then I think I'll relinquish the recipe.
I was gonna say like $5, but
okay. it's not even gonna get that high.
We can aim for $50.
but it is tasty. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So those who are participating, keep tabs on your inboxes. We'll get some information out to you right shortly. I'll get the league set up here pretty quick. So also, if you have any Dynasty questions, prospect questions, anything like that, go ahead and shoot us a note at Fantasy Amateurs on Twitter or thefantasyamateurs@gmail.com if I said that fast enough. So, without further ado, let's get into the top five.
Okay.
Who's starting off?
I can start off. That's fine.
Okay.
My number...
So top five, I suppose we should reintroduce it. The top five Hillary Clinton deleted emails.
Yeah. My first couple, bear with me. They definitely get better as they go. my number five, she deleted... Just to kind of set this one up, as a politician, you have a lot of friends that know your email. So Hillary was an unfortunate receiver of approximately 1,500 chain emails where she had to forward that on to 20 of her friends. So the 30,000 emails that she ended up deleting were actually sent items that she just had to forward off those email chains. Otherwise, she was going to have 15 years of bad luck. Nobody wants to have 15 years of bad luck. So you've...
No.
Man, that would suck to have to respond to 1,500 email chains.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Well, yeah, no, that's suicide for sure. I mean, I think America has been cursed with 4 years of bad luck with either of these candidates. So, you know, there's that. I'm just going to go full anti so that nobody accuses us of being one way or the other. Does that seem fair?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. These are all... Well, I guess I kind of switched them up. I suppose this would be the subject. These all... Yeah, it would sort of be the subject of the emails that have been deleted by the Hillary. So, number five. Dear Hillary, the aliens have developed a cure for cancer. It comes in the form of a delicious cheese that... when eaten with lots of bacon, obliterates cancerous cells. Deleted. So, a lot of conspiracy theories.
That's that one's that sucks. She had the cure for cancer, and
she didn't even read it.
You got to give me a second here, because I got to remember the. I didn't get a chance to write down my first two, so I can't remember how I was going to phrase this one. Oh yeah, number four. Is 30,000 emails about who framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, that.
There was, yes, she deleted. That is, she emailed 30,000 times about how she was going to frame Roger Rabbit. And she deleted them all.
Jesus. We'll never know.
So.
Okay, four. My number four. Dear Hillary, the tampons are sentient. That's it.
Jesus.
Yeah. Think about sentient tampons. Oh my god. She knew about it this whole time. Didn't warn anybody. They know they're in vaginas. They're being used and thrown away.
Number three.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. That was a good one. Number three. the emails that I'm using the number 30,000 a lot, just so you know, but the emails I got deleted by Hillary were actually 30,000 emails of dick pics that Bill spammed out to American citizens, American female citizens. So it was 30,000 dick pics.
Oh my god. I mean, there's not even that many angles that you can take of your wiener. That's borderline obsession right there.
Yeah. Old Bill.
Bill. Oh man. I can't wait until he's the first lady.
Yeah. he'll be access to
he's gonna be stoked.
Yeah. I can send there's way more than 30,000 people who have emails now in 2016. Back when I was in president, back in 1992, there was only 30,000 email accounts.
Oh yeah.
So
that was all of them, yeah. Every email in the world.
Yeah. He sends a dick pic to.
Yeah. Oh, who wouldn't? All right. My number three. Oh, let's see what I have here. Oh yeah, this is a special celebrity. Dear Hillary, this is Elvis Presley, baby. I'd like you to come to my birthday bash. Bring Kurt Cobain with you. I haven't seen that cat since Bill was in office. Free peanut butter to all that come. See you there. Signed, Elvis Presley.
So Elvis is still alive.
And so he is. Kurt.
So is Cobain. Okay.
Exactly.
I was thinking about something like that too. It was like the whole, all the people that are. Paul McCartney actually is dead, like the real Paul McCartney, and the one that's still alive is fake and blah blah blah. But anyways, my number two is kind of
he frequents the comedy Bang Bang.
This is conspiracy theorist one here, and this one goes. I'll give this one a shout out to Joe again, bring Joe back into this podcast. In my number two is in high school, a man named Herbie Bernstein dumped Hillary, broke up with him. That's Bernstein, Bernstein. So since then, since Hillary became, living in the White House and had the power of the Secretary of State, she has been using the government's time machine to go back in time and eradicate all known instances of the name Bernstein, or Berenstein, however you want to pronounce it. Therefore, we now live in a world where we grew up reading the Bernstein Bears books. So they went back and they changed the E to an A, and they're eradicating all the Bernsteins with an E-I-N, all because Hillary got dumped in high school.
Man, I've got to say, yeah, that's one that is truly terrifying because, I mean, Joe just stumbled upon that, a couple months ago, a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, and he... But, obviously it was more of a big thing a year or two ago. And at least that's when I read about it. Maybe it was even beyond that. But I'm like, oh, my God, that is crazy. I swear to God it was spelled differently. So, yeah, she sent people to replace all of our stuff.
Yeah, she went back. There's the name Berenstein doesn't exist anymore.
It's creepy.
She eradicated
them. If you all don't know what we're talking about, then Google it.
Yes. Is it Bernstein? Bernstein. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Google would not like you. All right. I've actually The last one was a special celebrity, and each of my last two actually are also from celebrities. This one seems to have fallen out of the public eye for some reason, but I'll explain it at the end. Oh, Hillary. Will I? What? You'll do what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. The Big Bopper. Of course, the famous lines from Chantilly Lace, which I don't know if you've ever heard that song or heard it recently, but it is creepy as shit.
I don't think so.
Like, that's pretty much exactly what he says throughout the entire song. And it's, I mean, if you listen to it, like, you can just hear him getting a blowjob while he sings.
Oh, jeez.
It's horrifying. Yeah, go back and listen to Chantilly Lace, I believe, is that song by the Big Bopper. I've never heard anything else from him, as far as I know. So that may or may not be the creepiest song he ever wrote, but
okay.
It is creeptastic.
Isn't that from, like, 1950s?
Oh, yeah. Super, super old. But apparently he's still around and kicking, too, sending emails to Hillary Clinton.
Huh. And getting BJs. All right, number one. The emails that she deleted.
Yeah, Bill was super jealous of him.
Bill's going to be jealous of this one, too, because the 30,000 replies that Hillary deleted are actually to her lover.
Oh, no.
Known as none other than Donald Trump himself.
Oh.
So to hide their affair, they decide to both run for president under opposing parties.
Uh-huh.
In public, they wrestle with words, but behind closed doors, they wrestle in the sheets.
That is the ultimate conspiracy theory.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Of course, Donald Trump, recently from world-renowned Trump rap.
Yes. And
even though he screwed up one of his lines and rapped about the wrong movie.
And when he
that
shows
Leonardo
up,
Leonardo DiCaprio was in.
When he shows up later here, he's going to talk about the what he's going to build his wall around. He shows up multiple times later in this episode from the pre-recorded episode or
yes.
Whatever.
Yes, that was that was our founding. I mean, none of us really do good Trump voices by any means.
No,
but that was the first time he made an appearance on the Nasty Cast.
Yes,
and of course we sort of went in the same way. Talking about Hillary Clinton without including Donald Trump, who has his fingers in a lot of pies, so to speak. This one is from Donald Trump. He says, "Dear Hillary, you've got a great pussy. Let's all get along. I'm Donald Trump, and I approve of this message."
We went kind of the same.
I mean,
for the number one, it was just too obvious. Huh?
Even Donald Trump wants the peace and love. Mostly the love.
Mostly the love. Oh.
Yep. So with that just to make sure that we're not one-sided, we're going to give you the pre-recorded top five things that Donald Trump would build a wall around. I don't know if there's any setup that we need to... We probably already set it up.
Nope, I think we're good. So we did this already earlier. That's all we got to do.
7 months ago.
Yeah.
All right. Happy. Enjoy some Donald Trump Top 5, and we'll talk to you probably in a couple weeks with some Dynasty Podcasts. All right, we have returned in our BS segment of the week. We are going to give you our top five things that Donald Trump would build a wall around.
Is America not an option then? Because obviously...
Low-hanging fruit, Joe.
Okay.
These are supposed to be entertaining in some form or fashion. I actually I switched this up a little bit. I placed myself as Donald Trump. So if I was in his shoes, I would be campaigning to America... These five things.
So these are the things that need a wall around them.
Yes. For my purposes. Right.
And
I was actually planning on working on my Trump impression prior to this, but I didn't.
I don't really have one, but I'm going to try anyway.
Never
it's hard
mind.
To do.
I'm not even going to make the joke.
No, come on.
I was going to say his, in his penis is, you can't include. Because he's not going to put his dick in a box.
I approve of any dick jokes. Apparently it's huge from what I've heard.
It's huge.
Yeah, he's got it's no huge. Shortage.
He's got small hands.
Yeah. Huh? See these hands? Carpet doesn't match the pubes.
That's what makes his dick look big. Small hands.
Anyway. Okay, who's going to start? Jesse,
we're off to a great start.
Yeah,
I always like to end it, but I'll start.
You do? Oh, that's fine.
All right. Number five reason, or the number five thing that Donald Trump...
Boy, you're doing it like David Letterman.
...build a wall around.
Really, Letterman.
I said his head to protect his natural toupee resembling hair.
Well, yeah, because it's not...
That's true, yeah.
It's natural, but it's...
Natural hair that resembles a toupee.
Toupee resembling hair.
I do think it's a good idea to build a wall around his own head. That's a really good idea.
I like it.
It's not bad, actually.
But the purpose would be to protect his hair.
Well, sure. You got to protect the hair. That's what I always
say. All right. I'm very excited for Joseph Donald Trump to make an appearance.
I never really worked on my Trump impression. Basically, all I got is calling people losers.
Well, start off with that, and then you can keep
going. Well, listen up. All you guys out there not building walls around things, you're losers. The first thing I'm going to do is build a wall around every Taco Bell.
Okay. Is there a reason behind that?
Because that's funny.
It seems Mexican.
I'd be so pissed. I love Taco Bell.
We're going to try and keep the Mexicans in, not let them out.
Joseph Donald, it's so funny that you mention that, because we're on the same line here. We're on the same side. I'm going to build a wall around Mexico, so they have no choice but to constantly make me burritos.
Is that what he's really doing? You're just locking Mexico into Mexico?
I thought the only way...
But I'm going to be in Mexico, and they're going to make me burritos.
I was thinking the only way I could get into Taco Bell is to vote for Trump. You know, he has like the vote Trumpers, the vote Trump voters, vote Trumpers.
Can have an express door
at a Taco Bell.
Sure, yeah.
All right. My number four is, as president, so this is in the future when he wins the presidency.
Well, we've seen the future with our time machine.
He builds a wall around the White House.
Well, obviously.
And then he proceeds to only let gold medal winners in World Series / NBA / whatever, world champions, to enter the wall and into the White House.
No more
because everyone else is a loser.
Losers.
Perfect.
We need winners in America. Too many losers.
Losers.
Yeah. You know what?
You want to come to the White House, you need to win. Yeah. You just got elected to a position not good enough.
So when we don't win a podcast award, we're not going to be allowed.
Well,
to
yeah, that's true. Right. Remember the Senate? They're gone. They were losers. Yep. Now we only let in Kobe Bryant and LeBron James. They make Kobe all lost. My policy decisions with me, and I don't need anyone else.
Now I wear a headband around my hair.
They used to think we needed the Senate
around the wall.
I don't think
around
so.
My hair.
Yeah. The Senate was nothing but losers. Listen, you want to know how I got elected? I built a wall around California. It's not part of America anymore. They never vote Republican anyway. How do you think I got elected?
That is a good point, Joseph Donald.
I don't know whose Trump is worse, mine or yours.
Yeah.
I think it's mine.
Mine's the best because I'm not trying.
But you should be.
They're all bad.
All right, the second thing that I'm going to do.
You sounds more like Obama or maybe Bill Clinton. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. The second thing that I'm going to do as president of the United States of America.
Now it sounds like an old guy.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Let it be.
All right.
I'm going to build a wall around the firecracker pickled sausage factory and then blow the whole son of a bitch up because that shit is disgusting.
I did see the tweets.
Yeah, I read that tweet during this show, and I swear every time we do the show, I find something on the internet that makes me tear up. Tonight,
that was it.
And I started laughing while you were trying to tell your story about whatever the hell the guy's name was, and I was over here giggling, but luckily I have a mute button.
So the story.
Dane always looks at me when I start laughing, and I distract him, but today I just totally ignored
him. Did you see my response to his series of tweets?
Yeah, I think I did. Okay. Yeah, how disgusting it was or something. And I just told him he should tell me about these tweets so I don't randomly read them during the show.
It was like with
laughing.
That it was one of the more impressive. It was just a long series of disgustingness. Every one of them was more disgusting than the last.
All right. My number three.
Go follow at Nate Dokken.
Nathan Dokken.
Formerly known as Cold Mailman.
Yes.
Also formerly known as Roto Gravy for a very brief amount of time.
Until we told him he was stupid.
Yeah. I still love Roto Gravy. Come on.
After losing the presidential election, so now this is a different scenario for the future, Trump and all his supporters moved to an island just off of New Zealand, where he proceeds to build a wall to protect them from the rest of the worldly losers. So even though he loses, he starts his own country.
Well, I don't think
island,
there's really any way.
And all his supporters island. Come, and then he builds a wall to protect themselves.
They start a new America.
From all the worldly losers.
New America,
The old America?
Just call it Better America.
Maybe he'll rename it just like Trump.
That's how he's going to make America better. He's going to start his own
America. Trump-erica. Listen, old America, losers, come to Trump-erica.
It's better.
There's nothing but winners here. I own everything, and it's all great.
Hotel's called the Trump.
Yep. Everything's called Trump. Everything's named Trump.
Trump Salon.
You want to have a sandwich? Nope. It's a Trump. The other thing I did, I built a wall right around France. They're pussies anyway, losers. That's the whole joke.
John, I like where your head's at, Joseph Donald Trump. The third thing that I'm going to do as President of the United States of America, so I'm going to build a fence around all the fields of cauliflower because that shit is also disgusting. Who the hell eats cauliflower? What good is it? Doesn't do anybody any good. It's white, it's weird, it tastes gross.
I like cauliflower.
You can put cheese,
and I hate you, Mr. Trump.
I don't mind cauliflower.
The only way that you can eat cauliflower,
like broccoli's worse,
is if you put some cheese on that bitch.
You need some cheese on it.
I like cheese on both.
Yeah. And you can put cheese on
cheese
anything
on
and
shit.
It's good, I guess.
I mean, bitch.
As long as you got perfect cheese.
I'd eat shit if there was cheese on it.
That might be a little bit much.
I'd do it.
That's going in the intro.
I love cheese. My number two is America. But not for all the reasons you guys think.
Okay. Mm.
Instead of putting a wall around America to prevent people from getting into America, the real reason is because as soon as everybody realizes that I'm truly an idiot, meaning Trump,
they're going
to
all want
to
leave.
It's to keep everybody in.
We can't have
anybody can leave.
Everybody's trying to leave. They're losers. Listen, we got to stay in America, and eventually we'll win again. I know we ran out of money a few years ago.
These people brought me here to be a president.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure they stay here, so that way I keep becoming your president.
Listen, everything west of the Rocky Mountains is on fire. That's fine. We're going to fix it. If you want to leave, you're a loser. Listen, we got it all under control. All right? I wish that my next one was more political, but listen, number
Nate's
two, what I need,
like
it's very Trump face, I like that, that's a winner face. The number two thing we're building well around, I'm sorry, it's not really political, it's Jesse's ass.
Things definitely put a wall around Jesse's ass.
Nothing good comes out of there.
Definitely. If there's anything that I've ever put a wall around before, it's Jesse's ass. However, that's fourth order of business when I become president of the United States of America. I'm going to build a wall around Kristen Stewart's stupid face because she's got a stupid face and everybody should get in line to punch it.
Okay. The Trump is better.
So
you're
it's going to be
better.
A three-sided wall?
Your Trump is getting better.
I've been working on it.
Okay,
it helps when I do the face.
I think so. That's a good Trump face.
That face picture is getting tweeted.
Okay.
I'm tweeting that shit. Anyways, I laughed my ass off when I thought of this idea, so I hope it's truly funny. So my number one thing that Donald Trump will build a wall around is New Mexico.
That is pretty funny. I don't even finish it. It's funny enough. No, I don't think so.
He's been quoted.
Listen, call it New Mexico. I don't even want to know what's in there. Let's build a wall around it.
Okay, so. He's been quoted saying, America has been allowing this to happen since 1912, and it needs to stop. This wall will cut off the New Mexico from the old and allow the United States to claim this land back as its own. I will name it Trump State in honor of me.
He said that.
That's a quote.
That's a real quote.
He's been quoted as saying that. And that's why that's the number one thing he'll build a wall across. Around. It's not Mexico.
You know what?
New Mexico.
New Mexico sounds a lot like Mexico.
All these reports that Trump has been saying he's going to build a border, a wall across the border of Mexico. This whole time he's meant New Mexico.
He meant New Mexico. Yeah.
They've just been editing out the word new. And for a long time he thought it was the same place.
Yeah, he wasn't even sure.
He didn't really know.
One's the old part of Mexico, one's the new part. I don't really know what the difference is.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter to me.
Wall.
Listen, there's the one last thing that I need to do. Where I'm building a wall around, when I'm in the Oval Office taking a Trump, I need to have a wall around my toilet.
Absolutely.
That's the whole joke there. That instead of taking a dump, I'm taking a Trump.
We should have just went with New Mexico and left. I know. And walked off.
Probably. That's true, because mine isn't going to feature New Mexico one either. Although, as my fifth and final order of business, as President of the United States of America, I'll build a wall around Melania Vantrub so she can't mate with anyone else, and then I'll sneak through the secret door, and due to the assumed consent clause, she will have consensual, quote-unquote, sex with me like a lot.
Like a lot. That was the best part of it, was like a lot.
Yes, I liked how you involved assumed consent.
That's going to be a law in better America.
Trump-erica.
The new island.
No Mexico.
Off the east coast of New Zealand.
We're going to stop calling it
New
Mexico.
We're going to change New Mexico to No Mexico.
No Mexico.
I mean, is that a new joke? Because that's pretty good.
We're going to change New Mexico to No Mexico.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
You know what? I think we've done our job here.
By the way, if there is anybody out there that is a Trump supporter and listen to the show, I'm sorry to have lost
no.
you.
No.
We'll never be hearing from them again.
No, we... If you're a Trump supporter, you deserve to be made fun of too. So
that's right.
You go ahead and support whoever you want. I'm not saying you can't, but we're
a free country until Donald Trump's president, and then then you can only do what he tells you can do.
Those Trump supporters are probably just going to be happy with making fun of Trump rather than Prince. So that was the other idea. We weren't going to make fun of Prince either.
We weren't going to make fun of him. We were going to do the top five. Actual causes of death.
And Joe, being the sensitive man he is, refused to be a part of the show anymore.
Joe Funhater. First of all, it's old news. It was like 2.5 weeks ago, and then let's make lame jokes about Prince dying.
We were waiting for the first wave of grief to pass, and the lull before the second wave.
Perfect timing. Yeah, perfect timing.
We're gonna slip it right in there.
I'm gonna put this out on the show too, because I text this to you guys. When I die, feel free to make fun of how I die.
Yeah.
When I die.
Especially if it's autoerotic asphyxiation.
And if you don't.
Then it most likely will be.
I mean, let's face it. It's going to be autoerotic asphyxiation.
Knowing what he does in his spare time.
Yes.
All right. Well, boys, this has been probably one of our most ridiculous episodes we've
ever done. Oh, this is the worst one we've ever done.
Hey.
Yeah.
We laughed. We cried. We made love. It was a complete show.
It was a complete shit show. That's for sure.
Couldn't have wrapped it up better myself. Until next time, may the fantasy gods shine upon you.